Welcome to this week's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap, presented by Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Thursday, February 13th, 2025, and here are our top picks of this week's news from the insurance industry. Firstly, let's start on a positive note. March's Commercial Price Monitor has revealed a significant drop in insurance rates for the last quarter of 2025. And our Australia-Pacific region is at the forefront. With an 8% decrease, we are leading the trend, surpassing the UK, Asia, Europe, and Canada. Importantly, it's the second consecutive quarter of overall rate decline. John Donnelly of Marsh attributes this client-friendly environment not only to these rate decreases, but also to the heightened competition, particularly in financial and professional lines. Although the U.S. rates have been steady and Latin America saw a minor increase, these numbers from home and across the globe are promising for consumers and businesses alike. In regulatory news from Perth, a construction firm copped a hefty penalty for breaching insurance law. DBD Developments were slapped with a fine of $3,500, in addition to $736 in costs for starting construction on a home without acquiring the mandatory home indemnity insurance. It's worth remembering that in Western Australia, builders must secure this insurance for projects over $20,000 before they commence work. This safeguard measure protects homeowners if builders fail to complete the job due to factors like insolvency. It is imperative for the integrity of the construction sector to comply with the enforcement of such legal obligations. Finally, turning the spotlight onto workers' compensation, major property company ISS Property Services in New South Wales faced a stringent response following an audit by CERA, the State Insurance Regulatory Authority. The audit identified irregularities in ISS's workers' compensation self-insurance system. CERA is implementing remedial strategies, including a quality assurance program and monthly progress updates. It's important for businesses to note that the authorities will take strong action, ensuring future compliance and maintaining robust monitoring to safeguard workers' rights. That concludes our recap of this week's insurance news. Remember to stay informed, be aware of your rights, and always check compliance regulations for your industry. To find out more about how these stories can affect your personal or business insurance, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratori, wrapping up for Financial Services Online. Until next week, stay insured, Australia.